We know where our daughter is, and we know she's being tortured physically and mentally. And it's been going on for a year. And nobody, no politician, no government agency, no advocate, has said, time out. Stop it. This is cruel and inhumane. I mean, as I said, Kim Jong-il in North Korea would take lessons from the torture they're doing here at Boston Children's.
And we would not know, even here on the New England Talk Network, about that story if it weren't for the great Glenn Beck and the outstanding work he's done. That's from his interview with Lou Pelletier. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us here, and thank you for bringing this story to the forefront.
I tell you, it is one of the most frightening stories I have read in a very long time. And one of those stories that, quite honestly, we got about 6 months ago and started looking into it, and my wife and everybody says the same thing. Come on, there's got to be something here. It's America. Right. I mean, it's Boston Children's Hospital. There's got to be. And what I think happened here is, you know, some well-meaning doctors who disagree with somebody else at, you know, another university start going down a road, and then the thing spirals out of control, and now they're kind of trapped in this place where, you know, nobody had ill intent, and now all of a sudden it's bad. And what do they do?
I want to ask you that question because you hit the nail on the head when I, you know, this has been kind of bumbling or stumbling around the background, the Globe, to their credit, and I mock the Boston Globe Democrat, as you know, Glenn, all the time, but to their credit, they did a two-part extensive review on this that didn't answer any of the key questions, the ones you're following up on. But my question is always, you've talked to Lou Pelletier. Is this a guy who sees black helicopters, or is this a guy
who's just a normal guy? Here's the worst thing I can say about Lou. You know, they will say about him that, well, you know, he, you know, flew off the handle when his daughter. Well, yes, his daughter was taken, and he brought his daughter to go to see a specific doctor. It was all arranged. The neurology department decided to say, they said, you know what, we don't think it's actually what you think it is. We want to look into something else. For 4 days, they said, okay. But then when he wanted to go see the specific doctor that they were there for, the hospital said, no, we don't believe that's what it is. And he's like, well, my other daughter has this, and so we're going to go see that doctor. And they said, no, you're not. And he said, well, we're taking my daughter out. Well, when that happened, he's like, the hell you're not. He calls police and says they're trying to kidnap, just as you would. Mm-hmm. And so they've used that to say, you know, well, he's a hothead. Well, everyone would be a hothead. I've just spent 2 days with Lou. And I'm telling you, he is a dad just like any of us. We have spent, in fact, Stu said to me just yesterday, he said, Glenn, spend this much time with somebody, we would have seen signs of something. He's not. He's a dad who doesn't know what to do.
We're talking to the great Glenn Beck, who helped bring this story to the forefront about the the Pelletier family, actually. You know, I lived in Framingham, just very close to the facility where she's being kept, and the idea that you would keep this 15-year-old girl with whatever condition she has, Glenn. I mean, and, you know, the doctors are arguing. Tufts says it's the mitochondrial thing. You know, Boston Children's says no, it's psychosomatic, whatever. But the idea you would keep her at that facility. They don't even let druggies stay at that facility for more than 2 weeks. And she's trapped there, and her parents can't see her.
No, they've reduced it now to 20 minutes a week supervised. Ugh. I mean, here's a girl who is so afraid. You know, and if they're such a bad family, Department of Family and Children and Families has, for Connecticut, has been into the home like 8 times. They haven't taken away the other daughter, who also is sick.
Right.
They haven't said a word about the 91-year-old grandmother that the family is also taking care of. If these guys are such monsters, how come they haven't broken up the family? How come there's not been any charges filed? These are doctors that disagree with diagnosis. Well, I got news for you. The parents have a right to decide. Mm-hmm. When doctors disagree, the hospital gets to decide, the last hospital your kids were in. Let me tell you this, Michael. When she went in, 2 weeks before she went in skating, she's in a wheelchair now. Mm. What they are doing to her is abusive. And look, if other doctors, the other doctors that treated her and perform surgeries on her are the doctors now at Boston Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. The reason why she went into that hospital is because the doctors went from Tufts to Boston Children's Hospital, and she was having complications, and they were like, look, these are the treating physicians. They've transferred. Just go up and see them there. So they were supposed to. and that's why she was there. So if what they were treating her was so bad, why would they hire these doctors that did these horrible surgeries on her?
And you're asking...
There are doctors now at General at Boston Children's Hospital.
And you're asking the common sense questions that normal people ask. So what is the answer to how we're here? You, Lou Pelletier said in an interview, quote, this is a bleeping corrupt state. And the bleeping, it was an unkind word. And Glenn, I will tell you, because we're having a scandal with the Department of Children and Families right now, where they have literally lost children. They've had children killed in their watch. And the governor here, who's an activist liberal, will not confront, no changes at the top. Everything is fine. And they tell us again and again, even though kids are dying, Glenn, we're smarter than you. You just don't know.
Well, that's what this story is about. And listen, we don't have to make this about politics or the governor. I hope the governor does the right thing here. I don't know if they will, but I don't know if any Republicans will either. Mm-hmm. Let's not make this about politics. Let's make this about children. You have a right. If you disagree with the doctor, you have the right to go to another doctor. I mean, it's not like it was going. They were going to Bob's Hospital. They were going to Tufts University.
Exactly.
And so, you know, what is happening here? And I really think, Michael, I mean, let's not be mean about any of the doctors involved. Let's not assign the worst things to these doctors or the nurses that are involved. Let's just look at this as, here's a doctor, you know, this neurologist, this young nurse who disagrees.
Right.
He starts going down. The thing escalates. People get their back up.
Mm-hmm.
They start to say, how dare you? Well, I know I'm right. Well, you're wrong.
Right.
And they get their back up. They start proceedings. It's now, here we are, a year into it. She is much, much worse than she was when she got in.
Mm.
They're now no longer even treating her for anything. She needs her medicine. If your treatment didn't work, that's okay.
Right.
Let's just back away from it. And I think everybody has their reputation. Everybody has their backup. And so nobody wants to back away from it. We have to disarm.
But
we have to defuse this situation.
We're talking to Glenn Beck, a legendary broadcaster, obviously, and leading the fight in the story for to free Justina. But there is another aspect, and it's somewhat political, which is if Tufts had tried to keep this patient, in Massachusetts, we don't think they would have been able to, because Tufts doesn't have the relationship with DCF. DCF uses Boston Children's as their primary filter for decisions like this. Boston Children's is incredibly wired politically. I don't mean partisan politically, although everyone here is on the same team, so it doesn't really matter. But that's what's going on here. It's the Boston Children's abusing their power and using DCF as basically their private cops to bludgeon this family into obedience.
Exactly right. And it's not just DCF, it's also Harvard. I mean, Boston Children's is Harvard. And so you have Harvard, Boston Children's, and DCF. They have this cute little relationship. DCF has supposed to have, a medical a doctor that reviews these cases. They don't. They just let Boston Children's. Well, that's the fox watching the hen house.
Right.
How are you going to get somebody to... First of all, you shouldn't have people who are afraid. I mean, we have talked to people at Boston Children's, nurses at Boston Children's, who are afraid they're going to be fired. They're going to be, pariahs, and they'll lose their job, and they'll never. So they're not willing to go on record on this. You can't have the fox watching the hen house.
And that's the problem with intervening politics, once again, not partisan politics, but political, political power into healthcare, is that all of a sudden the political makes the decisions. That's the primary concern. One last question, we're running out of time. What is the one thing people can do? People have been asking me since we've started talking about this, Glenn, what can we do to help? What can people do? You know the Pelletiers. What can they do?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're broke. I mean, this is David against Goliath. They're a family that had two sick children. Their other child is now 20-something. She still lives at home. They have a 91-year-old grandmother. I mean, this is a guy with a normal job. They're not rich. And then they had all these things. They had to, he had to take time off to go up and be with her, all the time before this turned into a nightmare. Now they've just burned through all their money. They have nothing left. They have nothing left. And now he's going up. He'll be on Megyn Kelly tonight, because he's not sitting down. And I don't think you would either. If this is your child, you wouldn't listen to a gag order either. But one of the things that they can do, the state can fine them even more to put them even further into bankruptcy, and the other is put him in jail. And I don't know which one the state will do, but they are. This is David versus Goliath, and this family is being crushed, and it is wrong. It's just wrong.
Glenn, thanks so much for your time. Keep up the great work at The Blaze. Say hi to Severin for me next time you talk to him. And
I will.
Thanks so
Mike,
much for your time.
Good talking to you. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. He's Glenn Beck at TheBlaze.com, TV, audio, video. He does it all, and he's been one of the people who's been forcing people to talk about this story.